Welcome to your deep dive on the happiness advantage. Are you ready? Because we're diving into how happiness can actually be a strategy for success. Not just a result, but a strategy.
I love that, a strategy.
So you've brought some notes from Daily Skill Pill and their breakdown of the happiness advantage by Sean Aker.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It seems we've got a gold mine of insights here. Chapter summaries, key takeaways, practical tips. It's all prepped for a deep dive.
Yeah. And you know what I love about this book? It flips the script. We tend to chase success thinking, okay, once I have that corner office, then I'll be happy. But Aker's research suggests we might have that completely backwards.
Okay. I am hooked already. Tell me more about this whole happiness as a tool idea.
Well, it all comes down to your brain. Aker argues that when we're happy, our brains are literally primed for peak performance. We become more engaged, more creative, better problem solvers. It's like giving our brains an upgrade.
Like installing the latest software update.
Yes.
Bang. Suddenly, success isn't just about working harder. It's about working happier. Yeah. I love it. And Daily Skill Pill actually gives a great example of this in action. They talk about gratitude being a kind of happiness hack.
Right. And the science backs this up too. When you actively focus on gratitude, you're essentially rewiring your brain to seek out the positive. And this doesn't just make you feel good. It can lead to increased productivity at work, stronger relationships, even improvements in your physical health.
Yeah, that's what I call a win-win. So how do we start applying this besides, you know, making gratitude a daily practice?
Well, that's a fantastic start. But Aker also dives into the importance of mindset, which he explores in the chapter titled The Fulcrum and the Lever.
The Fulcrum and the Lever. It sounds so powerful. What's the idea behind it?
Okay, so imagine a lever. You use it to move something heavy, right?
Right.
The placement of the fulcrum, that pivot point, determines how much effort you need. Aker argues that our mindset is like that fulcrum. Even a small shift in how we perceive challenges can have a huge impact on our ability to overcome them.
Yeah. It's like that classic saying, change your thoughts, change your world. But this makes it feel almost actionable. Like we can actually choose where to position our fulcrum.
Exactly.
I like that.
And Daily Skill Pill poses a great question here that gets to the heart of it. How can you actively shift your perspective during a tough situation?
Ooh, good one. I'm going to have to sit with that one for a minute. But before I get too lost in thought, on to the next insight. We were talking about rewiring our brains earlier, and this next chapter tackles a phenomenon that illustrates just how powerful that process can be. Are you familiar with the Tetris effect?
Oh, absolutely. It's a great example of how our brains become wired to recognize patterns, you know, based on what we repeatedly expose them to.
Right. Spend hours playing Tetris, and suddenly you start seeing those blocks everywhere. But what's fascinating is that this isn't just a quirky side effect of playing too many video games.
It really does. It gets to the very core of how our brains work, how neural pathways are formed and strengthened through repetition. So the more we experience something, the more those connections solidify in our brains.
It's not even just about our conscious thoughts then. It's the actual structure of our brains being molded by our experiences.
Precisely. And the exciting thing is we can consciously use this to our advantage.
Yeah.
Just like playing Tetris can make us see those blocks everywhere, focusing on positive patterns can train our brains to seek out the good in our everyday lives.
Okay. I am loving this idea of actively shaping our brains for happiness and success.
Right.
It's like we have this incredible power we never even realize.
We do.
But let's be real. Life isn't all sunshine and Tetris blocks.
Yeah.
What about when things get tough? When we hit those inevitable setbacks, how do we deal with that?
That's where the concept of falling up comes in. Aker dedicates a whole chapter to this idea of reframing failure, of not just bouncing back, but like using those experiences as fuel for growth.
Falling up. What a brilliant way to put it. So it's not about pretending failures didn't happen. It's about finding the lesson, the opportunity within them.
Yes. It's all about that shift in perspective. And actually, Daily Skill Pill connects this to the concept of post-traumatic growth, which I find fascinating. It's that incredible capacity some people have to not just recover from adversity, but to actually emerge from those experiences stronger and even more resilient.
I've heard stories like that, of people who've been through incredibly tough things and come out the other side with this amazing sense of purpose and clarity. It's like the obstacle became this catalyst for their growth.
Yeah.
Powerful stuff.
It is. And it really speaks to the power of mindset, you know? We can choose to see setbacks as these insurmountable roadblocks, or we can choose to see them as stepping stones on our path to something even greater.
Okay, I am ready to embrace the falling up philosophy, but I'll admit sometimes those greater things can feel overwhelming in themselves. You know, when you have these big, ambitious goals, it's easy to get stuck in that, where do I even begin? Headspace.
Oh, I hear you.
How do we get out of that?
And Acre addresses that exact challenge with a concept he calls the Zorro Circle.
Okay, I am so intrigued. Tell me everything about this Zorro Circle.
Okay, so think about Zorro. He's this master swordsman, but he didn't start by trying to take on like an entire army at once, right?
Right.
He began by practicing small, precise circles.
Right. He mastered the basics before tackling the big, dramatic duels.
Exactly. And Acre suggests we apply the same principle to our goals.
Okay.
So instead of getting overwhelmed by the enormity of a big goal, we break it down into smaller, more manageable tasks.
Like those Zorro circles of achievement.
Yes.
It's about building momentum, proving to ourselves we can succeed, one small win at a time.
Precisely. And as Daily Skill Pill points out, each of those small wins, it releases a hit of dopamine in our brains, which reinforces the positive behavior and motivates us to keep going.
Okay, I love that Daily Skill Pill added that little action item for us. What's the smallest step you can take today towards a larger goal? Such a great reminder that we don't have to do everything at once.
Right.
Sometimes just starting is the biggest victory.
It is.
I love it.
It's about making that initial effort as easy as possible. And speaking of making things easy, that reminds me of another key concept from the book, the 20-second rule.
Oh, yes. This is one of those, why didn't I think of that, ideas. It's so simple, yet so powerful. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, so it's all about reducing that initial friction that keeps us from starting a positive habit. You know, Acre found that if it takes more than 20 seconds to get started with something, we're much less likely to do it.
It's so true. It's like that internal debate we have with ourselves.
Yeah.
It just gets louder the longer we wait. Suddenly, that workout doesn't seem so appealing anymore.
Exactly. So the key is to make those first steps as effortless as possible. Like Daily Skill Pill gave this great example. If you want to start jogging in the morning, put your running shoes by your bed the night before.
Such a small tweak. But it removes that initial hurdle, that moment of, ugh, I don't feel like digging through my closet right now. And then before you know it, you're out the door. I love it.
It's amazing how much our environment really does shape our behavior.
It really does.
But speaking of things that influence our happiness and success, there's another crucial element Acre explores that I'm eager to get your thoughts on.
Lay on me.
It's the power of social connection. You know, we've touched on it a bit, but Acre dedicates a whole chapter to this idea of social investment. And it's something I feel can't be emphasized enough, really.
You and me both. I'm all about that connection. It's what gives life meaning, you know. But I'm curious, what makes it so essential for success? Specifically.
Well, you know, we're social creatures by nature, right? We're wired to thrive in connection with others.
Yeah.
And when we invest in those relationships, when we cultivate a strong support system, it doesn't just make us happier. It actually makes us more resilient, more creative, and honestly, just better equipped to handle whatever challenges life throws our way.
It's like having a team of cheerleaders in your corner, but also a group of wise advisors to help you navigate the tough stuff.
Exactly. Acre's research shows that those strong social connections, they actually boost our immune systems. They help us recover from setbacks faster, and they can even improve our performance at work. You know, it's about recognizing that our connections aren't just a nice to have, they're essential for our well-being, like on every level.
Wow, we've covered so much ground today. From the science of happiness to gratitude hacks, mindset shifts, and the power of connection. The happiness advantage is packed with actionable insights.
It really is. And Daily Skill Pill does a fantastic job of highlighting those key takeaways, making them, you know, easily digestible and applicable to everyday life.
They really do. If you had to pick just one of these principles to focus on this week, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a tough one. You know what? I think I'd have to go back to the power of mindset. It's the foundation for everything else. When we make that conscious choice to view the world through a lens of possibility, when we embrace challenges as opportunities for growth, everything changes.
It's about choosing to be the architect of our own happiness and success.
Yes.
I love that.
It's not always easy.
Yeah.
But it's a practice. And like any practice, the more we do it, the better we get.
So true. Well, listeners, I don't know about you, but my mind is buzzing with new ideas and renewed sense of optimism. You've given us a lot to think about today, and I have a feeling we'll be revisiting these principles again and again.
I hope so. And remember, even small changes can have a ripple effect. Start with one principle, put it into practice, and see what unfolds. You might be surprised at the positive changes that follow.
I love that challenge. So as you go about your week, remember to be kind to yourself. Embrace those small wins and never underestimate the power of a happy brain. Until next time, keep those minds curious and those happiness levels high.